Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah! It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard along with my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. We ask you to stay with us. Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM channel 83 as we get into all that is going on in the world of sports. We got some great guests. Rashad Bateman, former University of Minnesota All-American wide receiver who has decided not to play this season. He is going to wait and prepare himself for the NFL draft. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour in about 28 minutes. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great. How are you?
All good.
You watch many games today? Yankees are on right now. I think Aaron Judge is up to bat as we speak. Or no,
that's a home run?
Stanton.
Oh, Stanton.
Stanton's up.
Nah, actually had a busy, busy day, so haven't turned on the set for anything yet, but I'll be watching some games as we go forward.
Clippers Mavericks on right now as well, and then, of course, the Lakers Rockets. LeBron sitting out with this sore groin that's really been bothering him.
After 4 months? Really? Oh, okay. He had
you
plenty
knew there
of time
would be
to rub
load
his
management.
Groin, right?
You knew there would be oh, wow. Did you really say
what?
That?
What? That he had 4 months to rub his groin? Make it feel better? I'm just saying.
All right.
I didn't say anything's not funny.
I see Rob Parker's in mid-season form.
even if the Lakers
are not, right? All right, well, here we go. Let's introduce the iCouple crew. We have, of course, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos, and it is a TV theme show Thursday. So we taking requests, Rob? We still taking requests?
Yes, Alex has a boatload already.
Oh, man.
Right, Alex?
I always know when it's Thursday because at 6 a.m. sharp, I get, hey, what's happening, Alex? I got some theme songs for you.
Well, they were coming in pretty hot and heavy after I put it out on social media. People are into it, and we got some different ones we haven't heard.
I mean, we try to guess what they are, and I think it's
a fan show.
It's a different batch of theme songs, so we'll be good for today.
All right. Of course, we got the super producer, Rob G, in the house. And on the updates is who?
David Gascon.
David Gascon. I couldn't hear it in my ear. Yeah. So David Gascon's on the updates. And let's get to it, Rob. Interesting story. Coming out of ESPN today. And our man Bill Barnwell, who does a great job there covering the NFL, he did a deep dive into players on each team that he thinks have a chance to make the Hall of Fame. He ranked them as locks, as likelies, and in the running and work to do. Now, among the locks, I'm going to throw out these names to you, and the last one is going to puzzle you a bit. Ben Roethlisberger, J.J. Watt, Jason Witten, Adrian Peterson, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, Aaron Donald, and here it is, the shocker, Patrick Mahomes. 2 years as a starter, 3 years in, and Barnwell says if he retired today, he would be a Hall of Famer. Rob Parker, your opinion.
I'll let you have it because I just think what's the guy's name, the reporter?
Bill Barnwell.
Yeah. Bill just had nothing better to do today or to add to this. I just think it's so premature to say that if he did nothing else, we don't know what else happens. What happens if Lamar Jackson during the Mahomes era of NFL football wins 3 or 4 Super Bowls and Mahomes starts to lose in the postseason or doesn't make the playoffs 6 years in a row or whatever. To say after 2 years he's in the Hall of Fame, I just don't see it. This is what I'm talking about with premature. This is the world we live in. They just want to crown everybody. I get it. He won a Super Bowl. He won an MVP. But to say his work is done after 2 years, I think it's a stretch.
This is interesting because you presented something that I think is true. You painted, you know, they missed the playoffs the next 6 years. Lamar Jackson takes over and changes the game.
Say Lamar wins 4 or 5 Super Bowls in a row. I'm just saying during that era, he wouldn't look as good. It would take something away because everybody had already crowned Pat Mahomes, and then if it was the other quarterbacks, you would look at. I'm just saying, like, say Lamar won 3 or 4, Deshaun Watson, or Tua won 2 in Miami, and he's still sitting on the 1. Does he look as good? Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, 10 years from now, I think it would depend on what he did. Like, if he, let's say he continued to light it up individually, but they just didn't win. And it was more like an Aaron Rodgers situation. He'd be in. Now, he wouldn't be the GOAT. He wouldn't be, you know, all that people have thought he could be at this point, including myself. But he'd still be in if he puts up those numbers. But here's the point I was trying to make. You bring up an interesting point, Rob, because Barnwell said if Mahomes retired today, and he didn't say this, but I'll throw this in too. If he got hurt, let's say the first game next year, God forbid, and doesn't play again. Would he's saying he would be in the Hall. I think the interesting thing is this. If he, let's say he decided to walk away and try his hand at baseball, I think with what he's done, while it sounds ridiculous, if he walked away from the game today with all he's already accomplished, you probably would say, I think what he's done, he would be in the Hall, but hear me out. If he continues to play, though, and for the next 10 years, just falls off the map. Like, he's not as good. Next year, they don't make the playoffs. His numbers, you mentioned his numbers went down last year. They stay down. Like, to me, he has a better chance. If he continues to play, I agree. We don't know yet if he's a Hall of Famer. He's certainly on that trajectory, but let's see what happens. But if he retired today for whatever reason, or, you know, injuries, didn't play again, God forbid, I think what he's done already would certainly warrant serious Hall of Fame consideration.
That's different from that's not what the writer said. He said he's in the Hall of Fame no matter what.
No, he didn't say that. He said, I think he said he's a lock, so I guess you can look at it different ways.
He just said it right.
To me, the strongest, because he said if he, direct quote, if he retires today, he's a Hall of Famer. And I would agree just because he's what he's done, the youngest ever to win the Super Bowl MVP, the youngest ever to win regular season MVP and a Super Bowl. The only quarterback ever to lead a team back from 3 double-digit deficits in the playoffs. He did it. He was 5-0 in those situations last year. And so if he walked away or just couldn't play anymore, then, yeah, I'd say, you know what, it was brief, but my goodness, he was so fantastic, you'd have to throw him in. But to your point, if he continues to play, we don't know what's going to happen. Now, I'm on record. I think he's going to be great. But if he continues to play and falls off, then yeah, he's got room to fall off.
He wouldn't get my vote after two seasons, no matter how spectacular, to be in the Hall of Fame. I just think that there's a body of work and a lot that goes into it when I look at a Hall of Famer and being able to sustain something, excellence. And that's not to take anything away from what he's done. I don't know if I would be able to really say off of 2 years, he's a Hall of Famer and other guys who have put in 10, 15, 17 years and had a degree of excellence in their career that I wouldn't count that. I think that there's some of that. And if he were to quit, obviously, I think that would hurt him. Like, say if he quit. I don't think people would be like, you want to celebrate him and call him this great NFL quarterback. No matter what he's done, he would be looked at. I think some people would hold that against him. Say if he quit and never played again. Not that that's going to happen. But I don't know. I don't think he would get my vote off of 2 years.
Yeah, I think with what he's done, I hear you. Because it sounds ridiculous that somebody could be in the Hall of Fame off of 2 years. But I think, again, if he retired and tried, like I said, tried baseball or, you know, whatever, for religious reasons or, you know, just whatever, decided he didn't want to play anymore, then I think what he's done, I think it needs to be, like, what he's done is put him in the class of the best to ever do it just for those 2 years. But if I agree with your premise that if he keeps playing, we just don't know exactly what's going to happen. When I say I think he's Jordan-esque, I think he has a chance to be the GOAT. Yeah, I'm projecting that he continues to play at the level he's playing at or even gets better. But we don't know. There's a chance he doesn't do that. But how many quarterbacks have we seen that happen to, though? Or he could get hurt and have a serious injury and he comes back and still can play, but he's not the same quarterback. You know, like we talked about Grant Hill and the NBA and all of that stuff. But I'm fine with Barnwell saying it if he retired or didn't play again. But
yeah,
if he doesn't. Like Gale Sayers. Gale Sayers had like 5 really good seasons. That's it. Tiny Archibald had 4 like top flight seasons. Now he went to Boston and won a championship.
I'll give you a better one. Don Mattingly with the Yankees had 4 of the best seasons you could have at the plate. I mean, his numbers are, go look at Don Mattingly's numbers. He's not a Hall of Famer because he couldn't sustain it, and then he wound up having like a back injury. So that's what I'm trying to say is you could have those numbers. Go back. If you go back, dial back to the 80s, those 4 straight years, you would have said Don Mattingly's a lock to be in the Hall of Fame, Chris. But but once his back, you know, kind of gave out on him, and obviously you can't hit without your
and
back.
And you know in New York, it hurts you if you don't win a World Series.
Well, he didn't win. But I'm just saying his numbers, though, for those 4 years,
right,
were unbelievable.
Won an MVP. And,
right.
But see, and what I agree with you on that, Rob, like if Mahomes is going to play the next 10, 12 years, then yeah, he could fall off and maybe he wouldn't be a Hall of Famer. Like I'll say it this way. If he has, say he plays the next 10 years and just isn't that good, he's a mediocre quarterback, which I don't think will happen, but let's say he's a mediocre quarterback. They never win another Super Bowl. They may get to the playoffs here every now and then, but, you know, he doesn't really light anything up anymore. Then I would agree with you, he probably wouldn't be a Hall of Famer. But
right, because people would look at it and go, like, okay, that was flukish. They had this team. They had all these people. All the pieces were there.
He just
fell off.
They
came back. Yeah. They had a magical season, and then they never got there again.
I'm one of the rare ones, and maybe again, because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is, you know, it's not as difficult to get in. I have serious, and I'm willing to discuss it, but I don't think anymore, I don't think of Dwight Howard as a Hall of Famer. And I think I know he was great for the first half of his career. It was about 8 years. He was fantastic.
But he fell off so bad.
Yes, and he's played half his career as a mediocre player.
Well, but that's part of the Hall of Fame thing. I agree with that. When you think of Dwight's career, it's like he bounced around the teams. Teams didn't always get better. I think he wasted years. His career, he was on a track to be a great player.
For sure. A lot of people say they still throw him in there and say he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
When they beat LeBron and that team, you remember that was supposed to be LeBron and Kobe that year.
Yep.
And that team with Dwight Howard and Turkoglu and who else was on there? And Skip Tumalu.
Yeah.
And that team went to the finals. And
he was always in the MVP conversation every year. I thought they were on their way.
I thought they had a squad together. I thought Dwight Howard was a great piece, and that whole thing blew up, and he's never been the same.
But see, here's the thing, and this is what I'm saying. What if after Orlando, instead of going to the Lakers, or even after his one season with the Lakers, if he just retired? You know, he's silly. He say, oh, I want to be an actor, and he retires. He would have been a Hall of Famer at that point. But now that he's played it out and hasn't looked that good, there's the question mark. So that's where I'm at. If for whatever reason Mahomes couldn't play again, I do think what he's done, while brief, has been so spectacular, I think he'd be in. But if he continues to play and falls off, of course, I don't think he'd be in. All right, let's see what you guys think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Pat Mahomes were to retire today? If he were to retire today, is he already a Hall of Famer? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Is this The Office?
Yes!
Wow. I just took a guess. I never watched that show.
I've never seen The Office.
You guys are missing out.
I heard it's terrific.
Is it good?
It's like more modern day Seinfeld in a sense.
Yeah,
it's,
I heard it was fantastic.
The only thing that's weird is how they have the handheld camera. It's not like it shot in your traditional television show.
Right, you they know, make it
like a homemade video or something.
Yeah, they make it like a, that's what an office setting where they just get followed around and they turn it into a show. It's really good.
Right.
I've heard good things for sure.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. All right, let's go with...
Let's get to this. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With their free same-day pickup, you can place your order online and grab what you need today. More than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All right, let's start with Keno in Florida. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keno?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Good. I think Patrick Mahomes is definitely a Hall of Famer if he was to go in right now. Terrell Davis a Hall of Famer?
Terrell Davis has you're talking about the running back. I was thinking
I brought up Gale Sayers. There have been guys that had for whatever reason had their career cut short. Not this short, but short. And they got it in. That's why I agree. Do you agree, though, that, you know, if he plays another 10 years and just falls off the cliff, isn't that good, he's mediocre, then it's another
story.
Well,
he should not get in for that.
Right.
But I also think, what do you think about Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck can't be a Hall of Famer to me.
I mean,
they didn't win anything either. It's not like he's holding on to something. Right. Yeah, that would be hard for me. How about Tony?
Say Luck.
Tony in L.A., you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, so here's where I disagree with Barnwell. And, Chris, I hear you trying to be objective. I appreciate that. I'm going to be objective. I disagree with Barnwell on this point right here. Mahomes sat behind – he's been in the league 3 years. He sat behind Alex Smith. That is the same quarterback in San Francisco that Kaepernick put on the bench. What Mahomes did in 2 years, Kurt Warner – did in 1 year, Super Bowl MVP, and one MVP. And here's the last thing. In the last 20 years, there's 8 quarterbacks that have won one Super Bowl ring. Brad Johnson, Trent Dilfer, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Russell Wilson, Nick Foles, and Mahomes. Mahomes has the lowest quarterback rating of them all. So when they go to Disneyland, guess what? Mahomes is riding in the trunk. He need a little bit more time. I'm not saying he's not going to be a Hall of Famer, but he need a little bit more time.
Which one of those? Hold on, because Tony trying to come with all these numbers. And
no, that's fair.
But Tony, which one of those quarterbacks you named threw for 50 touchdowns in their first year as a starter?
Come on, man.
Or 5,000 yards.
You're talking about 50 touchdowns. Okay, listen. So let me ask you this.
Or 5,000 yards.
Which one of them has had a drop-off in production of 50% the next year?
It wasn't 50%. He was hurt. He missed 2 games.
So it wasn't 50%. When you look at the numbers,
no, not really. 26 is not 50%.
Yes, it's almost.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me redo it. 48%.
Yeah, probably 50, about 40%.
It was a big drop
in terms of touchdowns, not in terms of yardage.
And even the injury thing, Drew Brees had more and played
that's fine, but
3 or 4 games
year
left.
He doesn't,
can't
doesn't
be
have
about
to,
just injury. You can't use that. He won a game
the
against
year
the Lions
he got hurt,
with
they
no
won
touchdowns.
The Super Bowl.
No, I get
y'all
it.
Y'all forgetting that. Y'all burying
but that
the
doesn't
lead.
Trump everything.
Nice try, Tony.
Great call, Tony. My man does his homework. Brett in Florida, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
He was selective.
What's up, Brett?
What's up, fellas? Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, really, the argument is coming down to short-time greatness to longevity. So, you know, everyone's bringing up all these other players. What about someone like Frank Gore, you know, one of the all-time leading rushers? You know, he's been good, you know, Pro Bowl or whatnot, but he's, you know, one of the all-time leading rushers. But that man's like 40 years old. You know what I'm saying?
He's amazing. He's amazing to me. That
but
he's
I'm
still
saying that's really what y'all's argument comes down to. You know, short-term greatness. You know, or long. You know, longevity, putting up numbers.
So what's your point? Would if Mahomes retired today, does he get in the Hall of Fame?
No. You got to have some longevity.
I think you have to do it for a longer period of time where people say this dude was unbelievable.
But they're already saying that about him.
Yeah, but it's still
right,
short.
We got Rashad Bateman, who made a very interesting decision, University of Minnesota All-American wide receiver. He'll join us in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And we're waiting on former University of Minnesota All-American wide receiver Rashad Bateman. Interesting situation with this young man. We all know, of course, about the questions of whether or not these players are going to play this season for football. This is a guy who's already made his decision. He has said, look, I'm not playing because of the uncertainty around the health and the safety in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. So he is going to, because of his family, here he is, his family, his community, he's not going to play. Let's welcome in All-American wide receiver Rashad Bateman. Rashad, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Hey, what's up? Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on, man. I was just talking about your decision not to play. Was it strictly COVID-related? Or obviously there's a lot of, you know, there's the guys, the CAU that has sent, you know, wrote the letters in the Players Tribune making the demands for the Big Ten football players. They're the guys out in West in the Pac-12 who are making demands as well. Did any of that weigh into your thinking, or was this strictly about health?
No, sir. There are a lot of things going on in college football right now, but my number one concern was my safety and my health around my peers and myself and my family. So that was the main reason why I chose to opt out this year.
When you look at the NCAA and how they've already canceled Division II football and Division III football, and we saw the Ivy League, you know, shut
Ivy
down
League,
sports,
Patriot League, I think.
Right? I mean, all kinds. But just Division right. One is what they're still pushing. Is there an issue there for you? Because it seems kind of shady that Division Two and Three football players they're keeping safe, but for some reason Division One, they think it's okay to play.
I don't know all the details that really goes into that, but for myself, I didn't feel like it was safe for us to play at all. And Division Two and Division Three has proven that, and other schools have proven that also. But I just hope there is a safe way that they go out there and play, and all the teammates and everybody else stay safe on the field.
How much homework did you do? Obviously, you're coming off an All-American season, so you had a terrific year. But how much did you, just research a draft stock, talk to people, have others talk to people on your behalf, and find out what the NFL was thinking about you before you made this decision?
I'm not even sure what the NFL is thinking at this moment. I just talked the decision over with my family and Coach Fleck, and we just came to a decision all together, and this was the outcome.
When you talk about your family, is there someone that you're concerned about that you might bring the COVID to them or something, or is it just in general your health and not somebody at home?
My goddad has a weak immune system.
Okay, there we go.
So, yeah, and also my girlfriend has diabetes. So it was just kind of – and then my mom's got to work, can't see them. So, or my teammates, I don't want to risk anything getting to them. So it's just really a combination of people and everybody that I surround myself with.
What kind of things at this point – I mean, obviously you were getting close to the start of the season if they're going to play – what kind of things were they telling you and your teammates in preparation for this? Like, were they giving you guys adequate, you know, information on safety and health and what they're going to do to make sure you guys are healthy or not?
It's like a combination of both. It's like a yes or no. There was really no answers to anything. We were just taking it day by day. So I guess since there's rules now and regulations and things to work on, so I guess everything will be positive moving forward.
How tough? I mean, obviously the health and safety part is understandable, but as a guy who's played football, you've immersed yourself to put yourself in this position. Did you think at all about not playing football? You know, from that standpoint and what you're doing, obviously you excel in it. Have you thought about that? Like, what is that going to be if Division I football is actually played, and you're not out there and everybody else is playing? Have you thought about that?
I have. It's the decision that I have to deal with. I'm gonna support all the teams out there playing, especially Minnesota Golden Gophers. And I'm gonna just hope that everybody stays safe during that time.
What'd your coach, I mean, P.J. Fleck, you guys coming off a great season, 11-2. You beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl. The quarterback had a nice year, Tanner Morgan, and obviously you guys have a great connection. He had to be disappointing. I mean, I can't imagine he was just like, all right, well, you know, I'm proud of you and see you. You know, like did he try to convince you to play, or what was his reaction?
No, the head coach said, you know, Minnesota don't roll like that. He's a family guy. He's going to support you and give you the best advice you possibly can. And Coach Fleck and I sat down and talked it over with my family, and we all agreed on the decision together, and he supported me 100%. And that's what he would do to all his players.
Does he feel like the Big Ten's going to play? Like, is he a little skeptical himself?
I have no idea.
You know, I love that whole thing that, you know, you made a decision, you and your family, and not a coach trying to convince you or tell you how you're missing out and how you're letting your teammates down or anything like that. So those conversations didn't happen. He just supported you and understood.
He did.
So Rashad, what will you spend your time doing in what would be this season? You know, what kind of workouts will you do? Or, you know, do you have a whole regimen planned? Because you said you're getting ready for the draft. So what are you going to be doing?
Right now, I just need to see how my body feels and get set up with a training workout and make sure I stay mobile and get stronger and faster while I can. And then when draft preparation comes, we'll lean towards that direction when it comes.
Will you take classes or anything?
No,
or
I won't.
You're out. So you're out. You're no longer a Minnesota student.
I'm not.
Okay.
So you just wait. And wait for that dream day of the NFL and what's going to happen. What's your gut, though? I mean, you made a decision on your own. I'm not so positive that it's a done deal for sure that they're going to play college football. Do you have any kind of feeling that maybe you're going to be like a soothsayer? You were out front, and maybe they do pull the plug on the entire college football season. You think there's any chance of that?
I have no idea. We'll see how the season goes. I honestly have no answers to that because I have no idea. We'll just see.
Rashad, what do you think about – I mentioned the Big Ten and the Pac-12 players. Pac-12 is saying they want, you know, to be paid. 50% of revenue goes to players. Where are you at now? You're done with college. Where are you at on the paying college players? Do you think that you guys should be paid?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the details with all that, but I definitely agree that student athletes of all sports should be paid, not just football players. We all feel like there's a way that it could be done, but that's not up to us, as we all know. So, I don't know.
I think in time, man, I think it will happen. I think we could see where things are moving. Players, do you think players feel like they have more impact and clout than ever before? Just like some of the conversations and some of the things that are going on in the world, it seems like players understand they do have power.
Yeah, but we're going to start realizing that when we start seeing a change, when change is made, and then we'll realize that.
Well, Rashad, what is your, you know, for those that may not know what Division I Big Ten, ACC, SEC, Big 12 athlete, football players go through. What's your general day like? Is it pretty much all scripted out for you? And, you know, so much of it is football. Like, tell us what your general day is like during the season.
Well, during the season, depending on the day, I wake up, work out, eat breakfast, go to meetings for a team, practice, cold tub treatment if you need it. Most times you don't really have time for that because you got to get to class. Then you go to class throughout the whole day, and then you have tutoring from a certain time, and then depends on how much work you got, and then you're done.
So you said practice. So you practice. You guys practice early before classes?
Yes, before class.
What time?
Usually about 10, but we're usually at the facility about 6:30.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes sense to get practice out of the way, do it early, everybody get up and get going before the day. That makes sense.
Like it.
All right.
Coach Flett does a good job taking care of his players, so we like that schedule. So it works out for us.
Rashad Bateman, former University of Minnesota All-American wide receiver, man.
Best
good
of luck to
with
you.
Everything. Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Stay safe.
All right.
We got Inside the Parker coming up next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
I'm a woman.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends
when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
I'm clueless.
It said the name of it. It's Shazam.
I actually used to watch that a little bit. I wasn't in love
Captain Marvel. I watched it on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, it was okay. He was like a low-budget superhero, though, to me.
Him and an old guy used to ride around in a camper.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on.
It was his mentor. Billy Batson and his mentor traveled the highways and byways of the land on a never-ending mission. What? They didn't even tell you the guy's name. Billy Batson and his mentor. Yes. I still remember it.
It's amazing, man. All right, we're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. We are the Odd Couple. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended. Odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast, and you will not stink. All right, you get to hear a sneak peek at this week's Inside the Parker Rob podcast with our own Rob Parker.
Better up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Keep the season moving. I know Commissioner Rob Manfred gave everybody a scare a week or so ago or whatever it was about maybe pulling the plug on the season with some outbreaks. But you know what? The Phillies are back playing. The Marlins are back playing. The Cards have been cleared to play and face the Cubs on Friday. So, yes, baseball has had its hiccups. But for the most part, the games have continued to play and players have stayed safe. I don't think it's the idea of playing baseball that players are worried about getting COVID because, you know, they're socially distant. They're not on top of each other. If the players do a better job after they leave the ballpark, and even if they're in the ballpark and in the dugout and not hang out too close and not give each other high fives and do too much touching or spitting, I think baseball will get through the season. There will be some more hiccups along the way, so let's not act like everything's going to be clear and we're smooth sailing from here on out. I don't think it's going to be like that, but I do not believe that it will be enough to derail the game. I don't know about you. I've been watching left and right, and I've been enjoying it. So hopefully the season will keep on ticking on, and we'll have a World Series winner in October.
Number two.
Yoenis Cespedes is out. He's opted out of the season after being a no-show at a Mets-Braves game and then deciding to opt out of the season completely, which means it was probably the last time we'll see him in a New York Mets uniform because he's going to be a free agent after this season. And what a crazy, I don't know which way to look at Cespedes' stay in New York. Remember, he was traded there in 2015 from the Tigers and was on fire for the Mets. He was unbelievable, if you remember the run that he had. And he basically, in his first 41 games with the Mets, he batted 309, 17 home runs, 42 RBIs. He helped the Mets get all the way to the World Series. They wind up losing to the Kansas City Royals in 2015. But Cespedes was the big star. And the Mets were excited. Fans loved him. He was a player. Signed that three-year, $75 million contract after that, but then opted out for a four-year, $110 million deal with the Mets. Only problem is He kept getting hurt and basically was hurt the last couple of years with the Mets. So the Mets never really got him. He came back this year and he looked like he was finally healthy and was going to be able to contribute. And then the COVID and the missing game, and he's out. So when I think about his tenure from 2015 to 2020 and so much missed time, I'm still going to say that it was a positive. I know it sounds crazy, but I think it was a positive from this standpoint. He got the Mets to the World Series in 2015. He was the reason why, one of the reasons why. So, Cespedes, we'll bid you farewell from New York. Thanks for the World Series trip, but thanks for nothing after that.
Number three.
More history made in baseball. Wednesday night, Melanie Newman became the fourth active female game broadcaster in the history of Major League Baseball and the first female broadcaster in Orioles team history to call play-by-play for a regular season game. It is incredible to see what's happened. And we all know Susan Wolman for a long time with the Yankees on radio and television. Jessica Mendoza, now ESPN. She is a very prominent woman, did Sunday Night Baseball. So we have seen now four women break through that glass ceiling and get an opportunity to broadcast baseball. And it's great. Orioles being the latest. Again, congratulations to Melanie Newman. She's the newest female broadcaster in baseball to join the club. Pretty amazing that, and Chris, you know from New York, Susan Wolman was one of those pioneers, being a woman who does baseball, and she's the color analyst on the Yankee games on the radio. But yes, you can check out the podcast, Inside the Parker. Please listen, rate, share,
subscribe,
and all that. It is a fun listen. It's 22 minutes, a little longer than that. It moves along. It's all you need to know about baseball. Inside the Parker on the Herd Podcast Network. The Odd Couple continues. Stick and stay, America!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.